Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Nimanita, 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 Jaya Nimanita.
Bhaktivedanta Swami Shlubhupada Ki Jai Ananta Bhukoti Vaishnavan Ki Jai Ganta Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Srila Prabhupada's Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Sri Hainam Sankirtan Yagi Ki Gau Pemananda. All Gau Assembled Devotees, All Gau Assembled Devotees, All Gau Assembled Devotees, All Gau is All Gau to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 5, entitled Prahlad, the Saintly Son of Hiranyakashipu. And today we are doing text 14. Yatha Brahmyati Aya Vaman Swayam Akasha Sanidau Tata Me Vidyate Chitta Chakrapane Yajichaya Yatha Bhamatya Yogvaman Swayamakasha Sanidau Tatame Vidyate Chetas Chakapane Yadichaya Yata Bhamatya Yobraman Swayamakasha Sanidau Tatame Vidyate Chetas Chakapane Yadichaya Pobos. Vaishnavis. Yata bhamacito bhaman. Anyone else? Yata, just as Bhamati moves, Aya, Iron, Bhaman, O Bhamanas, Swayam itself, Akasha of a magnet, Sanidao in the proximity, Tata, similarly, may my vidyate is changed. Chitta, consciousness, chakrapane of Lord Vishnu, who has a disc in his hand, yajichaya, simply by the will. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. O Brahmins, teachers, as iron attracted by a magnetic stone moves automatically towards the magnet, my consciousness, having been changed by his will, is attracted by Lord Vishnu, who carries a disc in his hand. Thus, I have no independence, responsively. O Brahmanas, teachers, as iron attracted by a magnetic stone moves automatically towards the magnet, my consciousness, having been changed by his will, is attracted by Lord Vishnu, who carries a disc in his hand. Thus, I have no independence. Purport by Srila Prabhupada ki. For iron to be attracted by a magnet is natural. Similarly, for all living entities to be attracted towards Krishna is natural. And therefore the Lord's real name is Krishna, meaning he who attracts everything and everyone. The typical example of such attraction are found in Vrindavan, where everything and everyone is attracted by Krishna. The elderly person like Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi, the friends like Sridham, Sudham, and the other coward boys, the gopis like Srimati Radharani, and her associates, and even the birds, bees, cows, and calves I attracted. The flowers and fruits in the gardens I attracted. The waves of the Jumuna I attracted. And the land, the sky, the trees, the plants, the animals, all other living beings I attracted by Krishna. So this is the natural situation of everything in Vrindavan. Just contrary to the affairs of Vrindavan in the material world, where no one is attracted by Krishna. I'll start again. Just contrary to the affairs of Vrindavan is the material world, where no one is attracted by Krishna and everyone is attracted by Maya. This is the difference between the spiritual and the material world. Hiranyakashipu, who was in the material world, was attracted by women and money, whereas Prahlad Maharaj, being in this natural position, was attracted by Krishna. In replying to Hiranyakashipu's question about why Prahlad Maharaj has a deviant view, Prahlad said that his view was not deviant, for the natural position of everyone is to be attracted by Krishna. Hiranyakashipu found his view deviant. Prahlad said, because of being unnaturally unattracted by Krishna, unnaturally unattracted by Krishna, Hiranyakashipu therefore needed purification. As soon as one is purified of material contamination, he is again attracted by Krishna. Savopadivinimuktam tapatvan nimalam. In the material world, everyone is contaminated by the dirt of sense gratification, and is acting according to different designation, and sometimes as a human being, sometimes a beast, sometimes a demigod or tree, and so on. So one must be cleansed of all these designations. Then one will be naturally attracted to Krishna. The bhakti process purifies the living entity of all unnatural attraction. When one is purified, he is attracted by Krishna and begins to serve Krishna instead of serving Maya. This is the natural position. A devotee is attracted by Krishna, whereas a non-devotee, being contaminated by the dirt of material enjoyment, is not. This is confirmed by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita, Yesha Tvantam Gatam Papam Jananam Punya Kamanam Te Dvandva Moni Mukta Bhajatemam Didavata. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, whose sinful actions are completely eradicated and who are freed from the dualities of delusion, engage themselves in my service with determination. One must be freed from all the sinful dirt of material existence. Everyone in this material world is contaminated by material desire. So unless one is freed from all material desires, anyabilati sunyam, one cannot be attracted by Krishna. O Brahman teachers, as iron attracted by a magnetic stone moves automatically towards the magnet, my consciousness, being changed by his will, is attracted by Lord Vishnu, who carries a disc in his hand. Thus, I have no independence. Yata Brahman yato Brahman, swayam akarsha sanidau, tata me bidyate chetas chakra pane yadichaya. Om agyana timandasya. Kenanjala Shalakaya Chakshu Mitam Jena Tasmei Shri Goravinamam Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Datati Swaparanti Kam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shivasadi Go Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare, Vanshakal Patarubhyacha Hipasinyu Vyavacha, Patitanam, Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo 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 Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saswati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Pachata Teshtayane Shlupupada Ki. So sometimes we're thinking, how will we ever be able in the world, how in the world will we be able to get free from material desires? Because in addition to the gross material desires, there's an ocean of subtle desires. When the yogis, they leave their bodies trying to go to the spiritual world, there's so many planets in between with so many yogic powers that are amazing. Because our desire is to be Krishna, right? So imagine you can control it, but you can create. Vishwamitra Muni created a universe. He couldn't maintain it, but he created it. So that's definitely getting close to being Krishna. So there's so many attractions. So what to speak about the basic attraction of woman and man, gross and subtle, of increasing our social network, houses and money, and then the intoxication problem and eating things we're not supposed to eat. These are just base stuff that we struggle with. And then all the subtle desires that I want to become powerful, I would like to control people, I'm being a diplomat. Prabhupada says that in family life, it's full of diplomacy. Because diplomacy means to maneuver. Prabhupada actually mixes diplomacy and duplicity together. Although in the dictionary it is separate a little bit. Duplicity means two-faced. Diplomacy means to know how to maneuver things so you can get what you want. And Prabhupada said diplomacy is very bad for devotees. Although Prabhupada said that for preaching we can be diplomat. For you, oh dear sir, we can say so many things. If we don't get caught. In the 70s when they were distributing books, they had so many techniques and people would go away angry. So Prabhupada said, if you cannot catch the big fish, then don't try. What is the use of your book distribution if they get angry? But still, if someone is expert, certain things he can do. But devotees between themselves, they're not diplomats. Diplomacy for achieve self-enjoyment or self-achievement or self-centeredness, that is a no-no for devotees. It destroys family life, it destroys consciousness, it destroys goodness, it destroys relationship, it destroys everything because it's not straightforward. So when one has subtle desires for fame, for power, for increasing, then diplomacy comes in. So how in the world will we ever get rid of all these material desires? Vishwamitra Muni, thousands of years of austerities. Then Indra sends Menaka, oops, he has a baby with Menaka. Then he starts again for a few thousand years, and Indra sends another one. This time he doesn't get caught, he just burns her with his eyes. But still, he fell down, he couldn't control his senses, his anger. He has to start again, a few thousand years. So difficult to control. On a side note, Achyutananda Prabhu said that Prabhupada told the Sankirtan devotees that if you go 3 days on Sankirtan, it is worth thousands of austerities of Vishwamitra Muni. 3 days. The devotee said, Jai Prabhupada. Like that. You know the story of the king? The king said to his minister, how long are people lusty? Minister said, I'll tell you. And one day he told the king, come, there's a dying man, bring your daughter. So they went to see the dying man, and the minister told the king, just look where his eyes will be when he dies. And effectively, when the man died, he looked at the beautiful daughter. So he says, lust is until death. So how in the world are we to control and to be able to get free from material desires? It seems it's so struggling so much. Every day we struggle with the mind. Every day we struggle with desires. And we're just at the bottom of the food chain. We don't even go on subtle plane, whatever, yogic powers and so on. So in the story of Dhruva Maharaj, he went full-fledged with his material desires. He said, I want to become the most powerful man in this universe. How? I want to have a kingdom greater than my great-grandfather, Brahma. He wanted to become the most powerful man. What a material desire, isn't that? I don't want to become more powerful in my house or in my city or in my country or on earth. I want to become the most powerful man in the universe. That's a big material desire, a big anatta. So okay, so he followed Narada Muni. And he became so powerful, he stopped the whole universe from breathing. And Vishnu was happy, he came. And what happened when he saw Vishnu? Oops! He forgot all about his material desire. So Vishnu said, what do you want? Oh, nothing. No, but why did you do all this? No, I don't want anything. Yes, you wanted something. He says, I was looking for broken cut glass, but I found a diamond. So what happened to Dhruva? Just in contact with the Lord, he became purified. Prabhupada says that Krishna is all attractive, I am here to give you the process by which you can become attracted. And in the same way that iron, when it's rusty, it cannot be attracted by a magnet because the rust is stopping it. I have come here to purify you, Cheto Dapana Marjanam. So because all his senses, it is natural for the living entity to be attracted. It's a natural attraction, like the child. You never teach a child how to walk. You enable the child, you make him remember. It's a natural propensity for the child to walk. It's so natural. But you just help him a little bit and then he starts walking. So this attraction that we have for Krishna is such a natural attraction. But because we have this rust, this contamination, we cannot be attracted. We're attracted by Maya. But if we get this Paramdhishtram Nivartate, this higher taste, you know, this verse in the Bhagavad Gita that, okay, you should avoid sense gratification. And generally, when one starts spiritual life, it's good to avoid objects of sense gratification. But if you get the higher taste, everything is resolved. You don't have to work separately. Like in Greece, there's one mountain. It's called Mount Athos. You heard about Mount Athos? So there's monks. These monks are very strict. For 10 years, they'll go in a cave and they'll meditate. They're bhajananandis. You know, bhajananandis, goshtanandis. We are goshtanandis. We preach. They are bhajananandis. They do bhajan. It is so strict that no female bodies can go there. Even chicken, female cannot go. So strict. And to go up, you have to go in a basket. They pull you. Very difficult to go there. But with the time, they started doing in bottom of this mountain, there's some water. They started some beaches. So ladies came, swimsuits. There's a joke. When we were going in Jacksonville Beach, I told Radha Govinda Maharaj, let's go do Hainam. He said, I'm not going to go where women wear copans. So very small bathing suits. And then they started getting the cell phones. And then the monks started falling down one by one. Because there's no higher taste. But when the devotee starts preaching, he goes out, and obviously a lot of devotees fall down and have problems, but they continue. But they develop some taste. And it's that taste that actually helps the devotee for making spiritual advancement. For example, if I'm flying on the plane and I'm starting, it's starting to fly up. If I look at the bottom, what happens? Everything, all the houses, the city, everything seems so real. But as I go up in the sky, everything looks so small. And the sky looks so real. When I'm at the bottom, the sky looks unreal and everything looks very real down. As I go up, everything seems real up there, but down, unreal. So similarly, as our consciousness is low, Maya looks very real. And when you look at Krishna, it looks like a myth. But as our consciousness goes up, Maya looks unreal and Krishna looks very real. It's a question of where we stand. It's a question where the consciousness stands. Like in the nectar of devotion, the devotee is praying, I want my attraction to you to be the same as attraction has a young boy to a young girl or young girl to a young boy. It is such a natural attraction. You don't have to create that attraction. Because of this sex impetus, immediately there is attraction when they become teenage. Immediately the attraction. You don't have to even to create that attraction. It comes. So obviously this is a material example, Prabhupada says, but I pray, the devotee prays, that my attraction be like this. So Krishna is like a magnet. So Prahlad is saying, I have no choice. I have no independence. I am attracted like a magnet. I cannot stop it. In the same way that for us, for materialists, for Hiranyakashipu, the material world is the magnet. It's like we have no choice. We're so attracted. Why is it, Arjuna says, that even someone knows, still he sins. And Krishna says it is lust only, which comes from the heart, which is the mode of goodness. So love of Krishna in contact with the mode of passion becomes lust in the same way that milk in contact with tamarind becomes sour. But if we naturally clean up, follow the process, we don't have to bother to get free from material desires. It will naturally come. Obviously, we have to follow the four principles. There's certain things we have to try. But imagine, If we have a good morning program, you chant your rounds well, you listen to class, you chant in kirtan, what problems do you have during the day? You didn't experience this? Your mind goes woof. But because we neglect the base of our sadhana, then the mind is always bothering us, and then we have to fight to control our senses. But if we practice the sadhana, if we follow the process properly, then the senses will be controlled in the same way that a snake, who you take the fangs out, you take the poison out, even though he's biting, there's no poison. So similarly, Maya will try to bite you, but the senses will try to enjoy, but there'll be no effect. So the example is that the process, and Prabhupada speaks about it here, Anyabilati Sunyam, that if you follow this basic principle, then naturally the senses become purified and you will naturally become attracted to Krishna. He says it here. So that is actually, as soon as one is purified of material contamination, he is again attracted by Krishna. And the contamination is the heart. We have anger, lamentation, greed, lust, all these things in the heart. It's like I'm looking, I have glasses, and my glasses have a red lens. What color do I see? I see red. It's blue, I see blue. So if in my heart I have lust, I see lustily. Like a businessman, all he thinks is business. Everyone he sees is for business. A lusty man, every time he sees a woman, he's thinking lusty. The mother's always thinking his child, because that is the consciousness. So, but if all this becomes purified, there'll be no separation between us and Krishna, and the magnet which is Krishna will naturally attract us by following the process of devotional service. So obviously we have to try to control the senses, we have to be intelligent, but imagine, even just for 1 month, if we chant so attentively our rounds, sometimes, not that we have to neglect our duties, sometimes you have to take care of your kids, you have to cook in the morning, that's fine. But you have to take that time to practice your sadhana at a certain point. And if you do it very strictly, naturally all these desires go away. Not because of us, but because Krishna takes away. Krishna will take away. He'll arrange for us to come on the path so we can become purified and we can become attracted. So that's one point that is discussed here. Right, there's a few more points I want to say, but is there any questions? Yeah. There's a mic over there. Prabhu, can you?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. So, we hear that the magnet is attracting the iron, but the iron is covered by rust. Therefore, the rust is not getting attracted to the magnet. Krishna is unlimitedly powerful, so it's an unlimitedly powerful magnet. How is it possible that some material...
Well, for example, this is example of Matralava. One moment association with a pure devotee, you become purified. You know that example? So Hari Sori Prabhu, he recounts one story with Prabhupada, one conversation. And Prabhupada said that the sadhu, he's like matchstick. So when you light the matchstick, and there's some dry grass, immediately it will inflame. 1 second. But if the grass is wet, it may take 100 lifetimes. This 1 second becomes, 1 moment becomes 100 lifetimes. Because it's wet. But if the sadhu meets that person that is ready, when he lights the match, which is the sadhu, immediately his devotional service begins. The problem with us is we do dry, wet, dry, wet. We play between dry and wet. We dry, it flames, and we do some stuff, we become wet again. So we came Bhoga Tyaga, the pendulum, back and forth. Renunciation, enjoyment, renunciation, enjoyment. That is our problem. But at the moment we ignited, we were done. If we didn't do anything else, we were done. We were Krishna conscious, we would go back. But no, we listen to the mind, and we do this, then we come wet again. Then we go back in the fire, we get dry a little bit. So that's the answer. Krishna is powerful like the water. The water gains on rain, on water. The rain gains on the water. Nothing happens. It goes on stone, it does moss. It goes on land, it creates agricultural. So the water is the water. But the recipient has to be also available. Make sense? Yes, Prabhuji. Prabhu, can you give the mic? The chain.
(Clears throat)
Hare Krishna. Okay, thank you, Prabhu, for wonderful class. You mentioned something that I have been meditating on. Srila Prabhupada says that the dealings between the devotees, there should be no duplicity, no diplomacy, and you mentioned this in your class. So I have been thinking about this, how to actually to put this in practice. Sometimes, for example, if I don't like one devotee or something, how should I act if I want to be straightforward? And he comes up to me and says, sorry, Prabhu.
I hate you.
I don't like you. And this, so I don't know. This is like being straightforward, but
diplomatic is not that.
How do you understand this straightforwardness and being no duplicity? Can you?
Prabhupada explains that in general, we should always be do sweet words. In general, we should always be sweet. We should always speak nicely. Sometimes we can become heavy, but in general. So diplomacy is different. Diplomacy means I'm maneuvering things so I can get what I want. I'm going to say one thing here, one thing there, because I want this. But if you don't like someone, it's not diplomatic not to tell him, I hate you. I mean, you want to be kind. But if you start being kind to him because you want something from him, but you don't like him, that becomes diplomatic. You know what I'm saying? But we have to be kind to people, because if I don't like someone, it's my problem. Because there's envy in the heart. Prabhupada explains about unity and difference. Unity and difference. In the material world, you can't be unified and be different. Not possible. But in the spiritual world, you can be united and different. Why? Because Krishna is in the center. So you have what you are, I have what I am, I'm like this, you like that, but we serve Krishna, so we're okay. But in the material world, we're not serving Krishna, I'm serving myself. So if you're different, you're going against my sense gratification, so I should shoot you. Because you're stopping me. That's what they do in the material world. This is my enemy. This is what they're trying to teach Prahlad. Enemies and friends. But he said, I don't have enemies and friends. The pure devotee has no enemies. Someone may see him as an enemy, but he has no enemy. Because he sees Krishna. How can you hate someone that is Krishna? The body that you see is made by Krishna. The energy is given by Krishna. And this mentality he has is created by Krishna. So we, as we become Krishna conscious, we actually love everything. It's just people are different. Now, if someone tries hurting you and all this is different. But when you don't like people, there's some envy there. Because we don't accept the difference. And how does this envy increase? Apartheid. You know, when they try to kill nations, the Turks try to kill the Armenians. In Uganda, they try to, in Africa somewhere, they try to kill the black people. They try to kill the Jewish. This is envy. I don't like them. So this is obviously a big thing. But if we don't like, there's a problem. Now, we don't have to associate, but it's not diplomatic not to tell him, I hate you. This is not diplomacy. But if I try to get something from him and I don't like him, I'm too fake, that is diplomacy. Does it make sense?
Thank you.
Yes, Prabhuji. The thing is, when we don't like someone, we should serve them. And when you serve them, you learn who they are. It's actually a good way, but it's very difficult.
Hare Krishna. One of my challenges is, in our ISKCON society also, you give that example of the monks on the top of the hill, and then the ladies coming in the swimsuits, and then falling down. So, even in our society, you know, there are many beautiful women. Not that I look that much, but we come across each other. And it's very challenging. So what do you say is the perfect solution, you know? Because whenever women are there, they're devotees, but still they look beautiful, they look very attractive, you know?
I don't understand. What are you saying?
I'm saying you gave that example of the monks who fell down.
No, I heard that. But what are you saying? What type of people are you speaking?
So I'm saying in our ISKCON society also, we face the challenge of beautiful ladies, women devotees. So what is the solution?
Women devotees?
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Yeah, I mean, just like those monks fell down, Similarly, it is a challenge for the devotees, the male devotees, to be able to continue.
You mean not to be attracted by women?
Yeah, not to be attracted. And so what is the solution?
The solution? Kick out the ladies. You know, in New York, this devotee said the ladies should chant separate. So they did that. And Prabhupada said, what if? He said, tell him to go to the jungle if he wants to chant alone. So the thing is that attraction is normal. So there's rules, there's regulations that we try not to be too close to women, men. But if you don't associate women and still agitated, someone's agitated, then he should increase his sadhana, or he should go to a place where there's more brahmacharis and associate with more brahmacharis. But as long as we follow the rules between men and women, butter, and because they say that women's like fire. Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was running towards the Devi Devis, what is the singers? Jagan Jagannath Temple, Govinda stopped him, Gopinath. And he said, don't go there, it's women chanting. Oh, you saved me. Obviously, it's the Lord. And in the purport, Prabhupada said that a man is even attracted to the wooden form of a woman. So obviously the attraction, this is Maitunya Agara, the shackles of sex life. In the sixth, I think it's the sixth canto, but somewhere there's a purport, there's a verse. And in the verse, Brahma says that in the beginning of creation, no one wanted to stay in the mature world. So then from the better half of the man, he created the woman. Then everyone stayed. Then sex life started. Oh, they didn't want to go. I'm staying here. That's how he kept everyone. So that's the shackles. So that's why there is strict rules between men and women that how we should associate. Like for example, Virabhupu, when I was president in Montreal, I was president, I used to meet the bhaktin sometimes in my office alone. So he told me, I'm a griyasta, I'm old, I never do that. So there's a rules, there's regulation how to associate, not to become ignited and the butter doesn't become melted. So that's why it's very important how we associate between men and women and how we present ourselves like that. But if still there's agitation, then you should try to put yourself in an area where there's more brahmacharis and you can go on book distribution like this. But Prabhupada was not at all in putting the woman in one side. I think there's a story, Prabhupada was meeting Yashomati Nandan Swami at that time, mother, in his room. And the Swami Narayan Sannyasis came to meet Prabhupada, but when they came, they saw him meeting a woman and they left. Because they never look at a woman, they get contaminated. So when the lady left, Prabhupada kind of apologized. He said, you know, I was meeting, she's a very old woman, and she was the mother of one of my disciples. And, oh, Swamiji, we never speak to women, look at women, we are very, very strict. So Prabhupada said, okay. But then he defeated their philosophy, just to show them, you think I'm attached, but you have no philosophy. So we are not like that. But at the same time, we're not loose. Because looseness doesn't work. I remember Jaduani, Mother Jaduani used to tell me, told me one story that in LA, there was a very fat brahmachari that used to do the boga run. You know, he used to buy the vegetables. And then this bhaktin, very skinny and all this, and they used to go together. He says, you think they can't fall down? And they fell down. Something happened. So it's not because one's fat. The material nature works wherever it is. That you be fat, you be this, you be that. As long as men and women, as we advance, obviously, we become, Prabhupada said, what is the difference between me and you? I can be in a room with naked woman. I won't fall down, you will fall. Because Prabhupada is transcendental. Even if we are transcendental, we have to follow the rules to show the example. When Shukadeva Goswami was walking on the path, and these ladies were naked, the bathing, they didn't dress themselves. And then Vyasadev comes, they get dressed, and he's dressed. And he asks, what are you doing? My son comes, he's naked, you're naked, you don't get dressed, I'm dressed, you hide. I'm a griyasta. He said, because you're a griyasta, you follow the bodily concept. So as long as we are not so advanced, we have to be careful, but we still have to be careful because we have to show the example. So we have to follow the rules. Make sense a little bit? So it's 8:45 now, so I'll stop, that's why. Any other questions or comments? Yes, Prabhuji. Prabhupada's amazing, no?
Hare Krishna.
Hi, Prabhuji.
No, like me, back to the question that, you know, sometimes we don't like some devotee. It's not that we don't like the devotee, we might, he might not be acting properly. Might be acting duplicious or things which are, I mean, not not following the proper etiquette. So it's like, how do we deal with some such devotees, because they're in position and then we are relating to them and we have worked with them. We have to work with them. So how to work with these people who are duplicious and they're in position?
Prabhupada, when he speaks about diplomacy, he says don't associate with people who are diplomatic, because don't associate with, what is his example? Anyways, the basis, you associate with people who are strong spiritually, and generally you don't try to get associate with people who do these kind of things. You don't associate. Doesn't mean you're impolite, but you don't associate. We have to choose our associations.
Highlight to them, because sometimes we have to highlight that, you know, you're not being proper.
Highlight, yeah, you can highlight, but it's like when we go out on Sankirtan, you're always associating with commies. That was always a question from the Sankirtan devotees. What happens? I go out, I'm associating with non-devotees. The Nectar of Instruction says, you shouldn't associate with non-devotees. What do I do? The Bhakta says like that. So he says, yeah, don't go, but don't associate. Don't take their association, give them your association. So, I mean, you speak about reformation. Unless you're in management, don't try to reform people. Because this is not our business. Better we don't look into what happens in Mayapur, the politics and all this. Just chant your rounds, do what you have to do. If you become a manager, get involved. If not, don't criticize. That's not, you understand what I'm saying? It actually, only guru can instruct. Someone can only instruct if a guru, if that means you accept it. So unless you're a manager, why get involved in all these things? Someone's duplicious, let him alone, do something else. Why have to reform or try to change? It's not our positions. Does it make sense what I'm saying? Let's be peaceful and chant our rounds and make spiritual advancement, because purity is the force. Ultimately, if we have a pure Mayapur, pure area, so much chanting and devotees chanting, Krishna will come down for the devotees. Why did Krishna come down for Hiranyakashipu? He came for Prahlad. Imagine we have 25 pure devotees in Mayapur. You think Nrisingadev is not going to come down? In different ways. But he comes for his devotees. So purity is really the force. So unless we have to get involved in all that stuff, we have positions, better we just chant, be happy, do our service, be dutiful, and just be happy like that.
Critical, but we're just trying to highlight some problems.
I know, but there's also a question of seniority. There's a question, why instruct? What's going to happen when you instruct? Are they going to take it? If they don't take it, what's the use? You understand what I'm saying? I know where you're coming from, but I'm saying you have to, why get into all these things? Unless your life is in danger or something, or, you know, you have to protect yourself. But why if it's not? Anyways, this is more personal conversation. We can, okay. Anything else? Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.